End of an Era, Republicans Make Massive Gains with Asian Pacific Americans. By Jacob Bliss on May 2, 2022. Republicans are highlighting the gains they have made within the Asian American and Pacific Islander AAPI community across the country at the start of May, the API Heritage Month. The Republican Party's gains within the API community across the country pose a significant threat to the Democrat Party ahead of the midterm elections. From the 2016 presidential election to the 2020 presidential election, the GOP has seen a 7% increase with Asian Americans. In fact, data from the most recent elections have indicated that the shift has accelerated even more within the API community. A report by the City on New York City's election last year showed that issues such as homeless have galvanized many Chinese voters to align themselves with GOP candidates. And the steady waves of hate crimes have also angered the Asian communities. The Republican National Committee, RNC, noted that this could be an end of an era for the Democrats, who have long taken the minority vote for granted. Recent polling also confirms that the API individuals across the country feel that Biden has failed with minority groups. During an online poll in March found that 43% said that they see race relations getting worse with the API community. Another poll found that 63.8% of Asian Americans are not confident at all that President Joe Biden will deliver on his process to secure the country's borders. There is also 85.3% of Asian Americans that believe Biden should make increasing American energy production a priority after Russia invaded Ukraine. And there was also 52.4% of Asian Americans believe that it is very likely that Biden is conflicted/compromised when dealing with China due to the Biden family's personal business dealings in China. This could partially be due to the Republicans leading the fight on APA issues. Republicans are fighting race-based admissions policies that hurt APA students across the country and are advocating for school choice and stopping divisive critical race theory from being taught in schools. Republicans have also fully supported law enforcement, while liberal district attorneys have allowed criminals to repeat offenses multiple instances in places like San Francisco and New York City. In San Francisco, three radical left school board members were recalled for pushing woke curriculums on elementary school students, a recall that was fueled by a majority of Asian American voters. In response to this, the RNC touted their multi-million dollar commitment to continue our organizing efforts in Asian Pacific American and other minority groups, to continue to make inroads with minority voters and to make further advancements with the communities. The RNC has opened up community centers across the county to help the party achieve its goal of taking back the House and Senate in 2020, as the Democrats have some of the slimmest majorities in recent history. The RNC's first APA community center opened last summer in Orange County, California. The community center has dedicated staffers hired from within the community to build relationships with minority voters, recruit and train local volunteers to conduct voter registration, voter contact, and turn out voters during the Get Out the Vote GOTV season before an election. There have already been APA RNC community centers opened in 2021 in Orange County, California, Berkeley Lake, Georgia, and Coppell, Texas. The RNC plans to open more in the coming months ahead of the midterm elections. Another one is being opened on Wednesday in Las Vegas, Nevada, another key battleground state. RNC spokesman Ninoa Jossens told Breitbart News that the center opening in Nevada would be the committee's fourth dedicated to the Asian Pacific American community. This center is just the latest effort by the Republican Party to engage with the APA community, hear their concerns and aspirations, and help us build a stronger country together, RNC spokesman Ninoa Jossens. The RNC extends a warm welcome to all Vegas Asian Pacific Americans to get involved and call this new community center home. Besides the community centers investing in the APA community months before November, the centers also enable Republicans to better listen to the APA voters' concerns. Additionally, the centers are meant to host events such as letter-writing campaigns for overseas troops, potlucks, dance classes, Korean language tax day preparation, pastor roundtables, and election integrity training, according to the RNC. During Asian Pacific American Heritage Month, we honor the history, culture, and sacrifices of all Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders, RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel said to celebrate the start of Heritage Month. I am proud of APA Republicans like Representatives Michelle Steele, Young Kim, Amata Radwagon, and many more at all levels of government who represent their communities with pride, McDaniel added. We welcome you to get involved at the RNC's APA community centers and look forward to working alongside you to protect your vote, support law enforcement, and put our families first. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.